I'm back. So what happened was that in mid-March, I wound up getting stuck here in Amsterdam. I had to come out here because of a business meeting, and the day after I arrived, they canceled my flight, and the day after that, they closed the borders back to Ukraine, and the day after that, well, they shut down the whole goddamn world because of this pandemic, which wasn't as pandemic-y as advertised, but, well, that's for another video. The point of this video is that because of the global shutdown and stuff like that, and because I had all my gear back in Ukraine, I sort of like stopped recording videos. I stopped recording videos, and I did a couple during this period of 2.5 months, but they weren't very satisfying, and they were just a little bit, experiments and whatnot, and also I got busy with crap, and well, anyway, that's a whole other ball of wax. The point is that I miss doing videos terribly. I'm gonna be going back to Ukraine in about 3 weeks, but you know, I'm just itching to do videos, and it is a high point of my life. I don't know if that's sad or not, but it is. I just enjoy them. I just enjoy doing the videos. But I haven't been doing videos, and now I really want to do videos, and so I'm going to be doing videos. And the point is that I'm going to be taking this opportunity to sort of like revamp the editorial structure of my various channels. Let me explain. See, I have three channels, basically. I have the Coach Red Pill channel, CRP channel, the Gonzalo Lira channel, and also the Patreon channel. Now, on the Gonzalo Lira channel, I was doing all kinds of different content that was aimed at younger guys. Some of it about women, some of it about other stuff, more grown-up stuff, or things independent of women, right? Career, budgeting, stuff like that. And, well, I was doing that on the CRP channel until the CRP channel got demonetized, completely demonetized. And because of that, it's not an issue of not making money off of the CRP channel and the CRP content, but rather the channel's content would not be shown to new viewers. The CRP channel would be stagnant. And it was a little bit, you know, disconcerting to be working on a channel that was gonna be stagnant. And so I set up the Gonzalo Lira channel, but the Gonzalo Lira channel, it really never took off, not so much with the audience. There were a lot of people who followed me to the Gonzalo Lira channel, but rather it didn't really click with me. You know, I was like, you know, what do I want to do and stuff like that. And so it wasn't very good. And so what happened during the shutdown is that I focused on the Patreon channel. I did content on the Patreon channel. I also have these weekly webinars where it's basically a call-in show where we talk with people who are members there on Patreon. We have a great time and it's just a lot of fun. But the point is I was focusing just on that, but not doing videos. And I miss doing videos. And so after some thought, here's my conclusion. People who come to the CRP channel want to hear me talk about women. That's why they go, you know? And all the videos that I have there that are most popular are all about women. And guys want me to talk to them about girls and explain their psychology. They don't want me to tell them how to pick up girls. They want me, I think, to tell them how women think. And therefore sort of like crack that code. And so on the CRP channel, you know, I'm gonna give people what they want. The CRP channel is gonna be devoted strictly to women. It's not a pickup channel, no. It's not about game, no. What it is to try to help you understand how women think and therefore improve your opportunities with women, improve your relationships with women. So the CRP channel is only going to be about women, whereas the GL channel, the Gonzalo Lira channel, is going to be about videos of all the other stuff that I'm interested in, which I think is valuable to young guys. And that way, you know, on the CRP channel, girls, and on the GL channel, everything else. You know, budgeting, lifestyle, all that crap, all the stuff that I think is valuable to young guys that is potentially worthwhile. And on the Patreon channel, I'm gonna continue it, of course, and it's gonna be, well, what it's always been, which is the more controversial stuff, the stuff that, well, you know, YouTube has it out for me. I wonder why, aha. But they have it out for me, they've had it out for me for a while now. And so on Patreon, I put my more controversial content.
And like I said before, I do these weekly webinars, which I personally enjoy very much. I find them extremely satisfying. And so, yeah, that's what's going to happen on the Patreon channel. The more controversial videos that would definitely get me a strike or maybe even a ban from YouTube, and the weekly webinars. The GL channel, like I said, is going to be for like everything, and the CRP channel, just girls.
I think this is a healthy approach. I think this is a sensible approach, because that way, you know, there's clarity as to what the content is going to be about. And that way I can move forward and make more videos because I so enjoy it. I enjoy the process of it. I love editing. I love doing, you know, camera moves and stuff like that. Right now, because of this limited setup, I mean, I have very little gear here. I just have a few action cameras, you know, cheapy action cameras, no big deal. And I have one good SLR camera. Let me show it to you right now. That one. You guys see it? Yeah. So that's the only camera I have here. I actually bought it a couple of weeks ago in preparation for this, because all my gear is left in Ukraine. And well, anyway, the point is, once I go back to Ukraine, I'll be going to make more videos in the old style. But while I'm here, before I fly back to Ukraine, I figure I'm gonna be doing videos, and these videos are not gonna be, I don't think they're gonna be as polished and smooth as the other videos, but a little more chaotic, and I think that would be fun. You know, it's sort of like to mix it up and make me think more on my feet, because to tell you the truth, it's very comfortable to be making those videos in Ukraine with my Ukrainian setup, my four cameras and all the rest of it in my studio. Very controlled, very easy to do, but it's gotten, I mean, perhaps you guys haven't noticed it, but to me it feels a little bit tedious, and so I'm like, yeah, it's exciting to be doing this change. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I'm back. All three channels are back online. I'm gonna be producing content consistently. Two videos a week on the CRP channel and two videos a week on the GL channel. The links are all in the description below, and of course the Patreon link as well. And I urge you to subscribe to all, ring that little notification bell, which is just so fucking... Oh God, yeah. But anyway, yeah, sign up and all that crap. And I really miss doing videos, man. I gotta admit. And doing this video, I've been recording like several today for the next week or so. And it's been stressful because I'm out of practice. But it's just a lot of fun. And I missed it. I miss it a lot. So anyway, that's all I have to say. And I will catch you tomorrow, Monday, on the GL channel, and Tuesday on the CRP channel. Take it easy, guys.